بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is Taqwa, Thursday the 2nd of Ramadan, 1394, 19 September, 1974. Infaq means spending in such a way as to fill a gap for a worthy cause. Where are those who spend millions, sometimes even for what appears to be a good cause, only for the Quran to say that they are the most ill-fated of people, because what they are doing is not called infaq in the Quranic sense of the term? Say, shall we inform you about the biggest losers in regard to works? Those whose endeavor goes awry in the life of the world, while they suppose they are doing good. They spend a fortune feeding some hungry people, and yet this is nothing but appearance and deception. This is not infaq. Why? Because it does not fill a gap. When you give 5 riyals to someone who has 500 riyals in his pocket and could add another 100 to this, this is not infaq. On the other hand, if you give this to someone who needs 5 riyals to buy a single loaf of bread to fill his stomach, this is infaq.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
However, I do not say this so that after the session, everyone here will go and give 5 riyals to the first hungry person they find to fill their stomach. This is because filling an empty stomach is not necessarily infaq either. In some conditions, this is the case. For example, when poverty and hunger are like countless weeds covering the ground, filling one stomach is like pulling out one weed. But what difference does one weed make? Okay, so you can see one weed has been uprooted. But how essential is this? How important is this? Therefore, infaq means to fill a gap, to satisfy a need. If some people today needed something like air and water, and you help them by giving them something else, this also would not be infaq. Equally, if you give them ill-gotten wealth, this would also not be infaq. Therefore, infaq is not something everyone does. Infaq is what clever people do. Clever people identify people's needs and are prepared to do what is necessary to fill the gap that gives rise to these. Spending in this sense is very important. One of the marks of taqwa is to spend in the good times and the bad. And suppress their anger. كَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ. They do not forget. They restrain their anger and displeasure. It is only when a person holds their anger in check that they can, with reason and understanding, do what is correct.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.